Each year, there's almost 4 million cases of sexually transmitted infections among teenagers. According to the Centers for Disease Control, STIs have increased dramatically in the last few years. I spoke with 16-year-old Paige Rall. She's a peer sex educator and has been HIV positive since birth. She has found it's easier for kids to learn and talk about sexually transmitted infections from their peers.
I got interested in, like, educating because my dad, he contracted AIDS. I'm not aware of how. And in 2001, he died of AIDS, and my mom contracted the disease, and I'm HIV positive from birth. And so I've just become really interested in talking to people about it and telling them you don't have to be scared of someone with it and that there are ways to deal with it and prevent other people from getting it. My job as a peer sex educator and an HIV/AIDS educator, I basically go out and talk to teens and people older than me, and I tell them about HIV/AIDS and how it can affect people's lives, and I tell them about ways to prevent getting an STD and just to have safe sex. For training, I had to go through the American Red Cross. I actually had to get special permission because you have to be 18. I told them, like, a little bit about my story and, like, why I'm interested. And it got passed for me to be educated, and I had to go through a two-day, like, college course class. The hardest part of my job would have to be to know if I, like, actually have taught people something, or to know that, like, I've satisfied them. Like, if I'm talking to them about, like, say, having safe sex, I think it's hard for me to realize if they're really going to listen and actually go out and, you know, if they do fall and, like, do these things under peer pressure, that they do listen to what I had to say and have safe sex and talk to the person about it and make sure that they're not doing something wrong and just know the facts. Being HIV positive has affected me tremendously because I've actually had problems with people at school and at malls, and just it's been hard for me to really keep a certain group of friends because there's always those people that are gonna still have the stigma no matter what. I have realized to just take the situation and turn it into something good and educate people about it.